Joseph Curran, executive director of Del Oro Caregiver Resource Center in Sacramento, says people caring for loved ones at home would have fewer options if there were a second round of sequester cuts.
Having this governmental assistance is essential for us to be able to provide the kind of service that they need to stay home with that person and keep them out of a skilled nursing facility if possible.
The tentative deal announced this week would exempt some safety net programs from cuts, but funding for extended unemployment insurance would not be protected. Some economists say this could lessen consumer demand and put a drag on the state's economy. The Congressional Budget Office estimates that a second round of sequester cuts could cost the U.S. economy another 800,000 jobs, on top of the 750,000 expected to be lost by year's end because of the first sequester. Max Pringle, Capital Public Radio News.